Next patient is Rick Hughes. It is R-I-C-K, Rick. R as in Robert. Rick Hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S. The date of birth is 7/16/47. The visit 5/25/22. Please make copy for Dr. Jesse Casimiro. C-A-S-I-M-I-R-O. Jesse is J-E-S-S-Y. Jesse Casimiro, M-D. Dear Jesse, J-E-S-S-Y, thank you for sending. Rick Hughes for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 74-year-old man who has a past history of hypertension and history of arthritis. Also has a long-standing history of smoking and has a COPD period. He complains of cough, wheezing, and shortness of breath, and denied any chest pain. He brings up some clear mucus and denied any fevers or chills. The patient is overweight and his most recent chest x-ray done in February 22 showed mild hyperinflation without active infiltrates. The next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included a history of hypertension and a past history for rotator cuff repair. And history of a fractured nose that was repaired. He also had appendectomy in 72, knee surgery on the right, and a fractured nose that was repaired. He had a bronchoscopy many years ago. He had a squamous cell carcinoma of the right neck lymph node. And had a radical neck dissection followed by radiation therapy. No primary was identified. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin and Celebrex. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient smoked 2 packs per day for 30 years and then quit. Alcohol use, none. Worked as a truck driver. Presently retired. Plays golf. Next paragraph, family history. Mother died of mesothelioma. Father died in a fire. Next paragraph. Medalist, amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, citalopram 40 milligrams daily, levothyroxine 0.05 milligrams a day, and Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, and Losartan 100 milligrams a day. Can you please add in the past history, the patient also has a history of atrial fibrillation and is on anticoagulation. Okay, next paragraph, system review. The patient has fatigue and weight gain. He has double vision, He has no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. He has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. He has hives and asthmatic symptoms, and has shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. No abdominal pains, no heartburn, no diarrhea or constipation. He has no jaw pain or calf muscle pain or palpitations. No leg edema. He has depression and some anxiety. He has easy bruising. He has joint pains, muscle aches. He has no headaches, seizures, but has numbness to the extremities and memory loss. And he has skin rash. Next physical exam, this moderately obese. Elderly white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. No cyanosis, icterus, or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 140 by 80, pulse 70, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 246, saturation 97. HE and ear non-cephalic pupils, reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, he has no inflammation. Neck, supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with diminished breath sounds to the periphery, with wheezes scattered in the upper lung fields. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds accurate. Extremities. Mild peripheral edema with no calf tenderness. Reflex of the 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin no lesions. Next, paragraph, breast number 1. COPD. And chronic bronchitis number 2 is hypertension number 3. History of squamous cell carcinoma of the neck, status post radiation and radical neck dissection. Number 4 is atrial fibrillation, chronic. And next paragraph plan, the patient will continue with nebulized albuterol solution. QID and PRN. A complete pulmonary function study and a CT scan of the chest with contrast. I'm sorry, without contrast. You also will continue with breastry. I'm sorry. The patient will continue with Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPRN, and a polysomnographic study will be arranged at a later date, and a follow-up visit will be arranged here in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for Dr. Jesse Casimiro, Casimiro. Copy for him, please. Let's start this, Susan.